The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Fatima Peters with a live radio show. This show that empowers you to create amazing things in your life. Today, we are again live on 860 AM every Tuesday, 3 p.m. on your dial or on Spotify or Anchor FM. Today, because of all what's going on in the world with the health crisis, I invited my friend, collaborator, Steve Haas. And he is the fitness professional for Steve Haas Health Vitality, and I wanted to talk to him about what's going on.
Hi, Fatima. Thanks for having me on.
Hi, Steve. This is incredible. My goodness, how are you doing in quarantine?
I'm doing pretty well, actually. How about you?
I'm well, too. This is like, 12th day or so? This is cool. Keeping healthy, happy, no matter what, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let me give you a little bit of your background. So Steve Haas, health and fitness professional, working as a fitness trainer, wellness coach, and founder and CEO of Haas Vitality, a corporate wellness company with a holistic and integrative approach to all aspects of wellness. IFFA certified elite trainer with a specialization in corrective exercise, working with clients at all ends of the spectrum, from athletes to clients with traumatic brain injuries. He has a history in business consulting with a degree in economics. Wow, what a bio, Steve.
I think you said everything there was to say. I don't know what I can add to that.
Well, we've been friends for a while now, and we've been collaborating in our project with Emotion Management School, and I thank you so much for your input, for all what we have done so far, and I wanted to invite you to this show today because of everything that's going on in the world, and people are in quarantine, and they are losing their brains, they're really in anxiety, they're nervous, they don't know what's going on. And some people that do know what's going on, they're panicking anyway because they have to pay bills and they don't know what's going to come next. So your job and mine today, yes, and your job and mine today is to show how we are coping with that, the tools and what we've been doing to keep ourselves, you know, free, even though that with everything is going on out there. So I wanted to ask you, I have seen your videos. You've been doing a lot of videos and working out from your home. So tell me, how have you been coping this past 2 weeks?
Well, I always like to think that in adversity, there's opportunity. There's a silver lining to anything. You can always make something good out of any situation. And I've been trying to do that. In a way, what we're going through right now is almost like a forced spiritual retreat, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
because you can't go anywhere. You're forced to be at home. Many people can't even work right now. And I think everybody is reflecting quite a bit. And there's definitely a possible silver lining there if you look at it that way and take advantage of this opportunity. But obviously, I can understand if people are getting stressed out and stir crazy being stuck at home.
Yeah, and obviously, we know that whatever you think becomes. So knowing that you have to manage your thoughts, and we have to do this. You and I know we've been training on emotion management tools for now, a year? Has been almost a year now?
About a year, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I've been training the whole group for the past two now, and we know that our toughest job right nowadays is to actually manage our thoughts. Not to say that it's the most valuable as well, because most people don't understand why is it valuable. It's because it's the consequences of thinking. Whatever you're thinking is what will be. So
absolutely.
How, yeah, isn't it true? And so in my case, we'll be talking a little bit later. I will, you know, cite an example about what went on with me this past 2 weeks because of asthma, you know, and asthma is induced emotionally, you know, in my case. And I had no asthma for the past 2 weeks. And as soon as the crisis and the media and all the information is starting to surface on the Facebook and on internet and on everywhere, obviously, without my authorization, without me ever being able to control it, my asthma started to be triggered. And
yeah,
and
well,
you know, and you know that
situations
too,
like
right?
This have a huge effect on the body. Yeah.
And so, you know, lately I've been, you know, doing all our tools, you know, the DCD, the round table, the even the I use the Ho'oponopono, and I use also the EFT, you know, because EFT is very valuable in this time, as a matter of fact, tapping, you know, and John is next to me all the time, and he says, my goodness, I would not believe if I did not see this happening right in front of me. Because he knew that I had asthma in the past, but it was always emotionally triggered, and I was free of it. And as soon as the media and all the news, all the fuss, and of course we need to be very careful with you know, the rules of this health crisis. But I think the media, in watching and all the videos being going around, the truthful ones and the ones that are not, can create quite an anxiety in people.
Yeah, yeah. You need to be smart with what media you consume, but with what you consume in general, whether that's what you read, who you interact with, especially in a situation like this. So it's good to be updated about what's going on, but you want to make sure it's not affecting you too much.
Yeah. How? So have you had anyone in your training that were in you know, tough situations as far as the nerves, you know, emotions, and anyone that you coached this week with that kind of problem?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Really?
I was talking to one of my clients. She's a very empathetic person, and she's a musician. And, you know, she's doing okay with all of this. She had enough money saved up where she's not terribly affected, but she has a lot of friends who can't work at all, artists and performers who just can't work. And she feels very strongly for them, and the whole situation is stressing her out. So,
yeah,
I coached her over the phone. Obviously, couldn't do it in person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're going to take a little break now, but we'll come back and talk about techniques that we can actually share with our listeners, how you can keep yourself sane and free and be able to navigate this, you know, very difficult time with emotion management. We'll be right
back.
Sounds
good.
Did you always have the desire to sing? Don't fall prey to limiting beliefs. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion.
Master vocal technician John Nicholas Peters is the one to break down barriers and help you achieve your ultimate vocal potential. Students say he is the most brilliant vocal coach ever. You will learn more in a short time than prior years of training.
Visit www.vocaltechnician.com or call 215-487-2517 and start the journey to your greatest dream. Do you know what emotional intelligence is? Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand one's own feelings. Would you and your team want to greater insight on how emotional influence motivational and behavior in workspace? Increase your sales and your company's positive culture with our Emotional Intelligence Workshop, Self-Management and Self-Awareness for Positive Actions and Emotions. Call Emotions Management School at 215-980-1836.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Fatima Peters with a live radio show, the show that empowers and inspires you to create amazing things in your life. We are here every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on your dial, 860 a.m., www.dvam.com on your internet, and Spotify and Anchor FM. Today I have my good friend and collaborator for Emotion Management School, Steve Haas. And Steve, thank you for chatting with me in the last minute invitation as well. And
yeah,
Steve
no
and
problem.
I
happy
are,
to be here.
Yeah, and Steve and I are talking about the difficult times. What can you do? How can you change confusion and self-doubt to clarity? How to transition from the limited ego, which is, it can be selfish and insecure, to the true self where you're going to be incredible and possible in difficult times. How to navigate the tempest, how to make this transition. What makes this transition possible? It's stop trying to change and instead open yourself to the power that creates change. And that means globally, right, Steve?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, the ultimate power, yeah. You know, right, that is unlimited. And realize that we can do this together. Together.
Absolutely. And despite the social distancing, now's the time to come together, obviously figuratively, not literally, but
Yeah. It's true. I mean, yeah, I more and more that we have been in this quarantine, I have really praised humanity because celebrities, executives and people are really coming together and offering so many tools on the internet. To calm people down, to offer them security, offering, you know, so many ways of making this transition less painful as possible. Because in my case, I have two friends that are in the hospital with the coronavirus, and there's nothing I can do except support the family and help them in this difficult time.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So, Steve, what? Let's give some tips to the listeners regarding, you know, being well, being clarity, being collected. You know, even though we don't know the future, we don't know what's going to go next. So, what are the tips that you can offer today to us?
I think the number one tip that I can provide is just to breathe. So you can work, you can kind of trick your nervous system into calming down by simply breathing, doing breathing exercises. So if you don't mind, I'd like to do one on air right now real quick. Just
please, let's do it. Yes, let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a simple one. You can do this as many times as you want in a row. You can do it throughout the day. We're just going to take a really long, slow, deep breath in now. Hold at the top of that breath for just a moment. And then gently release that back out. And a simple little break like that, multiple times throughout the day, even though it's only about 15 seconds, that'll make a huge difference in your disposition throughout the day and how you react to emotional situations. And since everybody's emotions are a little bit heightened right now, we're going to be potentially reacting more to other stressors and triggers in our life when we don't want to be. We want to be in control of the situation.
I agree with that. And this is amazing because most of people, they don't understand they have the ability to stop. They have, no matter what's going on around themselves, they can stop. They can stop and take a breather. They can stop and they stop thinking, what if, you know, they can stop and take a measure, exactly as you just demonstrated. And, you know, incredible because, as I was saying, I will share a personal experience. Because I had asthma all my childhood when I was from 9 months all the way to 25 years old, my asthma was always triggered by my difficulty in life, like emotion management, and that time was not available to me. Although I was a survivalist, I was not aware that what other tools I could use. And so I had very bad asthma, which was related to fear because of my very poor childhood. I never knew when I was going to eat and sleep and all that. So amazingly enough, when the coronavirus information started to surface, I didn't realize that subconsciously my paradigms were actually making sense that if there's a crisis, therefore I started feeling fear, and wouldn't you know, my asthma triggers came up.
I'm willing to bet that part of that trigger comes from knowing that people with asthma are at extra risk.
Yes, and so therefore, you know, I am, you know, here, you know, off and on. When I use the emotion management tools, I get better. This morning, as I got the news with my friends, without my control, because we have an unauthorized autobiography going on in our brain. And here I am like, so now what? And I start doing my exercise, although my doctor prescribed my ProAir, and so I'm a little better. But can you imagine people that do not know about this? And suffering, on top of being afraid of what's going on, they are dealing with their illnesses that their body's producing because of fear.
Absolutely. Well, I hope those people are listening right now.
Yeah, well, they are, and I, you know, it's incredible that we can change that. And so, therefore, I'm well right now, thank God, because of the tools of our school, which is emotion management, you know, how to, and you meditate too, right? How to meditate and all those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do you meditate every day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and what type of meditation do you do?
I do some different kinds. I like to change it up from time to time, but I'll do maybe a mantra meditation. I'll do a simple breathing meditation, or I'll listen to guided meditation. Mix it up from time to time, similar to how you would with your physical training. You want to mix that up from time to time, too.
Yeah. Well, I meditate an hour every day. My husband also
Good.
The same way. And we train the eye, you know, to be, you know, healthy so it can actually, you know, be able to construct a great life no matter what. And you, in the beginning of the show, you said that no matter what's going on, we keep ourselves calm and composed. And it's similar to what I always say, nothing is everything you need to make everything happen in your life. And
Absolutely.
So right now, we are home. We have nothing. And yet we can do now everything that we didn't have time to do before. How incredible is that?
We have
so much time. We can be a therapist to our kids and you know, to everyone around us. And we're going to take another break now. But Steve, when we come back, I would like you to talk about your company, Haas Vitality. So we'll take a little break to thank our sponsors. And on the way back, we'll talk to Steve, and he will talk to us about his journey with Haas Vitality. How to be well in this very busy world.
Did you always have the desire to sing? Don't fall prey to limiting beliefs. Impossible is not a fact, it's an opinion.
Master vocal technician John Nicholas Peters is the one to break down barriers and help you achieve your ultimate vocal potential. Students say he is the most brilliant vocal coach ever. You will learn more in a short time than prior years of training.
Visit www.vocaltechnician.com or call 215-487-2517 and start the journey to your greatest dream. Do you know what emotional intelligence is? Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand one's own feelings. Would you and your team want to greater insight on how emotional influence, motivational, and behavior in workspace? Increase your sales and your company's positive culture with our Emotional Intelligence Workshop. Self-management and self-awareness for positive actions and emotions. Call Emotions Management School at 215-980-1836.
Hello, this is Fatima Peters with a live radio show, the show that inspires and empowers you in any time in your life to do amazing things. And today I have Steve Haas. He's my friend, a collaborator with Emotion Management School. And we are talking how to keep, you know, our mental hygiene in such difficult times. And Steve owns, he's the CEO for Haas Vitality. Hi, Steve. Thank you for, you know, coming on the show on such a short notice, first of all.
Well, thank you again for inviting me.
Yeah. And we've been talking about, you know, mental hygiene and wealth in your brain. And can you tell us a little bit about the new company, Haas Vitality?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a wellness company, primarily focused on corporate wellness, but obviously I can't be going and doing corporate wellness events right now. So I'll be pivoting a little bit, like I was saying before, yes. There's opportunity in adversity. So it's a wellness company that takes a different approach rather than trying to just prevent you from, you know, health problems getting worse rather than just trying to get you to a baseline. It's about using tools to make you really thrive and be extremely healthy. Our health is going to fluctuate throughout our life, but we want it to be at a high level so that even if we go down a little bit in that curve, we're still very healthy. So that's a very different approach than a lot of corporate wellness and other wellness companies take.
Fantastic. This is amazing because I actually saw the beginning of your dream, of your, you know, plans. This is exactly what we need nowadays. It's completely aligned with what I'm doing with my company, Emotion Management School. And in this time, you know, where people are in quarantine regarding a health crisis, is the time that they have plenty of time to actually be with themselves, you know, and plenty of time to invest on themselves. So, you know, are you offering any online coaching, any online training?
I am, yeah. I'm working on building out the website to be able to facilitate that a little bit more. Since everything I did before was more in person, I'm finding ways to do it digitally. So you can check out the website, haasvitality.com. Haas is spelled H-A-A-S, vitality.com. You can reach out to me through the website if you're interested in doing some coaching. You can also check out some fun videos, and I'll be doing some guided meditations via my Instagram, which is CaptainStevo, the C-A-P-N underscore S-T-E-V-O.
Fantastic, and I love that name, by the way. Yes, we are the captain of our own lives, and this is incredible. How do you keep yourself, you know, in upbeat and happy?
I'm always grateful. I think that does it more than anything else. I'm always grateful for opportunities that are presented to me, even if they're somewhat disguised, like right now. And I'm grateful for the things that I do have. For example, my mother has cancer, unfortunately. She's doing chemo, so she's immunocompromised. So especially at a moment like this, it's kind of scary for her. But ever since she was diagnosed, I moved at home to be able to take care of her and take care of my parents. And I'm grateful that I'm able to be here to help them and take care of them at this crazy time.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, I hope her all the best. And this is incredible, you know, because it is true. In this time, that's when we need to exercise gratefulness. You know, because gratefulness is what makes us look the cup half full. Most people are looking at the cup half empty, and they can't see any future. They cannot change their lives. And I encourage everyone, look inside, see what you got. Be grateful for that. You're still breathing. You still have your life, your family. You got time now. You got time with your loved ones to create whatever you want right now. The world has stopped, but we are completely going. We are happy, friendly. We're chatting with one another. We're loving. We should be very grateful. So, Steve, I cannot thank you enough for this today. It was completely non-scheduled, right? We were not scheduled at all.
I was working out when you called me.
Yeah, this is so amazing. We're free of living under anything. You know, we are just creating as we go, and this is amazing. We are completely moved by inspiration, and we're happy to announce that Steve and I will be available to do amazing workshops in corporations, you know, linking emotion management and vitality. So I hope that if you're interested, you can email at mastercoachfatima@gmail.com, and I will share with you Steve's information. So Steve, let's keep happy, honesty, and enjoyment in this life, right?
Let's do it. I love that.
Yes, you are my buddy, and I love you forever. So thank you, Steve.
Thanks.
You are the man, the Captain Steve-O on Instagram with great with great exercises to keep your vitality, you know. Until next time, we'll be here on Tuesday at 3 p.m. on your dial, 860 AM or www.dbam.com on Spotify as a live radio show. Until next time, keep enjoying life because that's the only one you got. Keep loving your people, your family, help one another in so much difficulty, and be well. See you next time.